send greetings to you on behalf of our church. We believe strongly that without Christ, there is no Christmas, and there is no business to celebrate unless we have Christ in the center. We're going to ask you to take the hymn books and open at number 87. We're going to sing two hymns before the choir will come in and join us. And we sing together as a participation, number 87. And for those who perhaps are new, we sing the first stanza, which is always the first line on each of the parts here. And so that would be good for you. First and last stanza of this wonderful song. I am. It's on the piano and it's going to bless us. Such a way that we have peace with you and peace with man. Bless us as we listen to the choir, and later on as we meditate upon your word and see what you have to say about this wonderful celebration each year that we have in Christ Jesus. May the presence of Christ and the power of the Spirit bless us all. In Jesus we pray. Amen. We sing one more hymn, number 100, very classic. Most of you know it very well. O Come, All Ye Faithful. It's a very wonderful hymn that is known by all of you. Right? Number 100.
Thank you. Thank you, Tayan. And without any more delay, I want to let you know that there are hours of preparation from the choir. They enjoy the thought to celebrate Christ. And we are no professional people. We are no movie actors. We're just Christians who want to celebrate with you Christ. And the choir will speak to you in a few seconds, and I will have some words for you at the end. And so, without any delay, the Bethel Baptist Church Choir. Let's give a hand.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth.
Ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship. Worship Christ, the newborn King.
Goes out to worship Christ the King, the Messiah. Just as the heavenly hosts have worshiped the triune God since ancient times, may we worship him together.
Just as the shepherds were astonished at the angel's news, may we be awed by the presence of the incarnate Son of God.
Just as the Magi left their contemplations to seek the Messiah, may we seek to worship him.
And just as Simeon and Anna recognized his sudden appearance on earth, may we experience the consummation of our hope and expectation in the person of Christ as we worship together.
The voice of God was silent. No prophet of God had spoken for 400 years. The ancient prophecies remained, but the spiritual darkness seemed to be steadily encroaching on the people of God. Many could not endure the interminable waiting for the promised Messiah and simply gave up.
But God always has a remnant, a faithful few who never stop believing, never stop expecting, people of hope such as Zechariah and Elizabeth, Simeon, Anna, and Joseph and Mary.
Through the silence, through the darkness, The heart cry of the people of God was, "Come, Messiah, come." There was no reason to expect that this night, watching the sheep on the hillsides near Bethlehem, was different from any other. But when God breaks into our lives, it can be a very spectacular display.
The shepherds were terrified by the sudden appearance of the angel of the Lord, followed by a whole host of angels, announcing the birth of the Messiah, the long-awaited Savior. But they soon realized his announcement was a source of unspeakable joy. Great, great joy.
Our joy.
the shepherds had not wasted any time in traveling to Bethlehem, and there weren't very many stables to search in the small hamlet, so they came upon the new little family rather quickly, all things considered. For Mary and Joseph, the night had been filled with uncertainty and apprehension, the pain of childbirth and the tension of their squalid surroundings. But when the Son of God was born, Mary wrapped him in strips of cloth and laid him on the soft hay of the manger.
As the shepherds entered the stable, Mary picked up her newborn child and held him in her arms. The silence of the ages returned. But now it was a silence born of awe and wonder, the silence of unspeakable joy, and the reality that all were in the presence of Christ the King, the Messiah, the Savior foretold by prophets and angels. Mary quietly pondered the powerful essence of this reality. The Son of God had come to earth to do his Father's will.
Still, 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 he sleeps this night so chill. His mother's arms the Christ child holding, safe and warm with love enfolding. Still, 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 to do the Father's
Mary was a very young person when it was revealed to her that she was one chosen to bear the Messiah. The angel Gabriel, who appeared to her with this revelation, announced that she was highly favored. If anything, this was an understatement in Mary's mind, because every Jewish girl and woman was confronted with the possibility that they could be the mother of the coming Messiah. After the astonishment wore off and Mary's initial questions were answered, her response to the angel was one of abject humility and complete submission to the will of God. She said, I am the Lord's servant. Be it unto me according to your word.
Mary was also known to be a thoughtful, reflective person, one given to pondering the implications of events happening around her. At one point, she burst forth with a joyous song of praise, magnifying and glorifying the Lord for his grace to her and to all humankind. She was obviously a woman of the scriptures, quoting freely from the Psalms and acknowledging her faith in the Word of God and the ancient prophecies.
We sometimes wonder what she would expect from her unique child. As she was watching him grow through childhood and into maturity, did she have any inkling what his life would be like since he was the very Son of God?
We know she considered him to be her Savior.
She delivered him into this world, and he would one day deliver her from this world.
Did she anticipate the miracles of healing?
Or raising the dead to life?
Did she ever think he would walk on water?
Or calm a storm with a sweep of his hand?
Did her ponderings ever include the wonderful awareness of his personhood and his eternal titles? For every true believer down through the centuries knows implicitly that Mary's little son is God incarnate.
He was and is the Lord of all creation and the ruler of the nations.
Mary's sleeping child was heaven's perfect lamb.
And the great I am. In a stable in the town prophesied hundreds of years earlier by the prophet Micah, the silence of the ages descended once again on this holy night. It was a profound silence that comes from peace, ultimate peace, because the Prince of Peace was born.
Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, please continue to sing with the choir as we honor Jesus as Lord. O come, let us adore him.
Come, let us adore.
Lord of all creation, the question he poses to you, to each one of us right now, will I be Lord of your life?
God, the triune God, has reached out to you. He is the one who initiated the ancient plan of redemption for sinful humankind. God broke the long silence and shined into our dark world by sending his unique Son, the second person of the Trinity, to be our Savior.
We don't have the option of ignoring him. Our darkened hearts have alienated us from a relationship with God. But the Lord, who shatters the darkness, wants to enter your life and be your Savior right now.
Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. There is no better time than this moment to acknowledge your sin to him, to invite him into your life as Savior and Lord.
Hearing the beautiful Christmas story every year is rewarding and reassuring, but we need to do something with it. We need to do what the angels did and what the shepherds did.
And what Jesus commanded his people of all ages to do, and that is,
go tell it.
Tell it.